to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. I am so excited to talk to you about my new 10-week one-on-one coaching program, Energy, Esteem, and Empowerment. I designed this program for people who feel powerless, who feel like their self-worth has been damaged and continually attract toxic situations and people into their lives, but can't figure out why. And worse, they feel like they can't be who they really are. This is something I've been called to do for a long time based on my own experiences with trauma and abuse and my long journey to heal. In this program, we'll be focusing on uncovering your personal power, cultivating self-esteem and self-love, and doing deep energy work. It's time to remove the mask and let your true voice be heard. To learn more, go to carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. Again, that's carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. You can do this, and I'll be right there with you. Hi, everyone. This is Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to the Divine Breadcrumb.
Yes, welcome back. Well, during these interesting times, a lot of us have been looking at our homes and wanting to change things up. Maybe there's too much clutter, or maybe we want to paint the walls a new color, or maybe you simply want to rearrange the furniture. But aside from being aesthetically pleasing, there's another important reason to pay attention to your surroundings. Today's guest is feng shui expert Carrie Miller. And according to Carrie, there are unseen energies that circulate your surroundings and influence you. Tapping into them can put you in a beneficial flow that helps propel you forward with ease in all parts of your life. Not only does Carrie teach you to make simple shifts in your environment that create a host of benefits, which we'll get into in a minute, but she also clears spaces of stagnant and uneven energies. Carrie is also the author of Feels Better, Flows Better, Feng Shui for Inspired Living, a hands-on guide to improve the energy flow in your personal space to benefit your health, career, relationships, finances, and personal well-being, while also leaving you feeling more energized, supported, and nourished. So this is a brand new topic for the Divine Breadcrumb, so we're excited to dive in. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
Yay!
We're so excited to have you. This is such an interesting topic to me.
Yeah, me too.
Really looking forward to this.
I love talking about it, so get ready.
All right. So for our listeners, what is feng shui and why can this practice be so life-changing?
In real specific terms, feng shui is an ancient Chinese practice that looks at the way unseen energies are flowing through your space and how those energies are impacting the people in the space. And it's just so powerful to be aware of how this can energize you or deplete you. And it can make a difference in your day, from how easy your day flows to how bumpy it feels. And that, of course, carries out across the board in all the parts of your life. And so I just love sharing this topic and making people aware of the potential that's right around you every day.
One of the reasons that I find it so fascinating is because I understand how clutter impacts my life.
Yeah.
Because my wife is a cluttery person. And I know how, or even when you just clean out your own closet, like I know how that feels. Just that releasing, and everything feels open. So
you can breathe easier.
Is that sort of part of it?
It absolutely is. And so like clutter is not really one of those ancient feng shui topics because it just didn't exist when it was philosophized. But now today we're this huge consumption culture and clutter is a really big issue. And it does affect you in so many different ways. So first of all, it's a physical barrier to letting the energy flow. So it can change the way the energy flows and make things harder, make the energy harder to get to you or to get to the areas that need to be energized. And it can also, if you think about everything in your surroundings as an energetic object and something that's connected to you energetically, you can start to see how all these little tiny things that you surround yourself with can be energetically depleting and really pull away your own personal energy. And so clutter does have that impact. It's not just that visual distraction, but it's an energetic distraction as well and a physical distraction. So it's a big topic now in feng shui, in modern feng shui.
Yes. And you can feel it. I mean, well, I can. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I just know when I walk into a room and there's a lot of clutter, it makes you tired. It feels heavy. It feels almost like you're trapped.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there are some people who are more perceptive to that feeling than others, but it is influencing you even on that subconscious level. So if you haven't paid attention to it before, it's important to pay attention now.
Absolutely. So as Carol mentioned, so many of us are antsy to make changes in our home. Could you share some tips with our listeners from your book, Feels Better, Flows Better, Feng Shui for Inspired Living? Some quick tips that maybe they could do quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first one would really be along that line of clutter. Mm. And simply just taking a look in your space, even just choosing one drawer or one bookshelf or one room, and taking the time to find three things or five things or seven things that you just don't feel connected to anymore or that you know are not serving you anymore, and just remove those from your space. That will just open up all of this bandwidth you didn't have before and make the space feel lighter and fresher. And it really does. That's the feeling people always comment on, is it feels so much lighter now that I've done that. But it's really also allowing energy to flow in a different way and open up opportunities. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to about this one topic of clutter, and I say, clear a few things. And 3 days later, they call and say, you're not going to believe this, but this incredibly unexpected opportunity just flowed into my life after I did that. And that is something that I see over and over again. So making space for new things to come your way is a really big, powerful part of the process. So that's definitely where I would start. And then one of the other areas that I like to have people focus on is your front entryway. In feng shui terms, that's sort of the place where energy originates from. So if you look at your architectural front door, the door that you do or do not use all the time, but the one that is really the main focal point of the house, that has a lot of energy around it. So if you can really make that space feel uplifted and energizing and make sure that it is allowing flow and energy to come to you, it can make a big difference in how energized your overall space feels and how the people in the space feel in it. So a couple baskets of flowers out front, a welcome sign, lights that work, doorbells that work, all of those things are simple changes that really make a big energetic difference in your space.
Oh, I love that. And that's an easy fix.
It is. Yeah. It's something that you can do in an hour on a Saturday afternoon and it will make a big difference. And the thing is, if you think about, you know, even if you are not using that front door, people are driving by it, people are looking in your direction. And so it kind of just raises the energy of the whole outlook of the whole house from the outside perspective. And if you look at your front door from the perspective of a stranger who's just approaching your house for the first time, it can really give you some insight on what things, you know, could really sparkle it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's so true. Years ago, when I first bought my condo, there were just really ugly bushes outside the front door, and I had those torn out and then put just little flowering shrubs. And it just made me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because it looked friendlier. It was more welcoming. So yeah, I love that. The other thing I want to ask you about is right now, a lot of people are having fears about scarcity, lack of abundance. What are some things that they could do inside the house that might help with this?
So it's interesting. Feng Shui is very pattern-based. We're looking at energetic patterns that are created in a space. And so a lot of times you might have internally this scarcity mentality or this limiting belief around money and prosperity. And it will be reflected in your home, in how you decorate your home or how you take care of your home. And so you can get a lot of clues by looking around your space about what some of those blocks you have around prosperity and abundance are. If you really pay attention on this level to look around and see that you have a lot of maybe furnishings that aren't really cared for very well. And if you think about how that makes you feel on a level of prosperity, there's an energy, an underlying energy pattern that's kind of keeping you in that place. So doing something like fixing the broken leg on a table or really giving it a good cleaning and showing it some appreciation are simple ways to change the energy around that and also help to release that limiting belief or block that you have internally. So you're using the external environment to shift how it is that you're kind of energetically set up on the inside. Your home is a really powerful tool. It can really be a vision board for the life that you want to create. So instead of just creating a poster board with images of what you'd want to create, you can really create your home and set up your home so that it is a vision for the prosperity and the abundance and the love and the health that you want to feel in your life. And that's a powerful way to really up the energy of your home and shift how you feel about things like scarcity or lack or other types of beliefs like that.
Beautiful.
Carol and I have talked a lot about the things that you sort of tolerate in your surrounding. And I, when we talk about it, it's more like things like, you know, having socks with holes in them and you just tolerate it. Or for the longest time, I had a printer that every time I had to print envelopes, it would jam and printing an envelope would be like a 20-minute event. But I would just tolerate it. And it's like, what is that saying to me about me and my worth that those 20 minutes are not valuable enough on a regular basis for me to just get a printer that works or get new socks or whatever the case may be? So yes, that just extends obviously to everything in your home as well.
It does, definitely. Yeah, I have my own example of that. Even knowing everything that I know about feng shui, I lived in a house and in the springtime, we had a bird that had soiled the window. And I looked at that for a couple of weeks, you know, over and over and over again. And then I didn't do anything about it. But then we decided to put the house on the market and sell it. And I cleaned up the window, of course. And I thought, why didn't I do that for myself? You know, it's just so funny. And, you know, a lot of times people will tolerate things and then they decide they're going to sell the house or put the house on the market and they'll clean everything up and be like, this is a great house. Why didn't I do this before?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Isn't it funny? And I get it. I mean, we're busy and other things get in the way and all of that. Or you just flat out just don't feel like cleaning the window. But it is, once you do it, you're like, oh, now I feel better.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that when you become aware of how it's influencing on you, you on that subliminal energetic level, you become a little bit more, I guess you set your standards a little bit higher for things like that.
Yeah, so. I absolutely agree with that.
Exactly. But I think everybody can relate to the fact that I don't know anyone really who loves cleaning, but after you do it, you just feel so much better. You can just breathe better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you also do energy clearings, and I'm fascinated by this topic. What does this entail? And have you had any interesting experiences while doing this?
Yeah. So energy clearing is such a fun thing for me. I mean, if you think about closing up your house for the winter and keeping all your windows closed and your doors closed and everybody's stuck inside and we're all maybe getting a bit of that cabin fever and getting on each other's nerves. I mean, right now that's probably happening for a lot of people, even though we're not in the winter season here, we're stuck at home and not going out quite as often. And so energy is energy and everything has energy. So if you're sitting there and you're feeling frustrated, or if you're consistently having arguments over the same topic, and that all kind of dissipates into your space. It doesn't go away. It just kind of lingers and fades into, it really gets absorbed by the energy of your home. And so it can get very heavy and stagnant and stuck, and it can weigh down your how the house feels and how everybody in the house is feeling. And so we really want to give the energy an opportunity to release. And so it's really about, on a simple terms, it's opening up the doors and windows and letting some fresh air in. On a more complex level, it's really helping the energy break up and shake up and move out of the space and calling in the kind of energy and blessings, you know, intentionally calling in a certain kind of energy for your space. And so that's really how I practice energy clearing, is just getting rid of that old stuck energy and helping new fresh energy come in. And it feels instantly amazing. It's just an instant amazing shift in the energy. So it's very powerful.
Right. And I think for our audience, they're very interested in this too. You know, and I love how, you know, you kind of talk about it like it's almost like a sacred ceremony, you know, that making it special and not just letting the fresh air in, but all the other things around it. And I was wondering if different essential oils or scents, or, you know, is that part of what you do as well?
Definitely. And so there are so many different ways to do an energy clearing. One of the traditional ways is to use a smudge stick, which is burning dried sage. And so that is a very fragrant smell. Some people love it. Some people don't like it at all because it's very strong. So that's one way to infuse, to kind of carry away and clean up the energy in the space. I've also used sage essential oil sprays, or I blend my own mixes. So part of my process is doing smudging first, and then finishing it up with an essential oil spray, almost like blessing the space. And depending on what kind of energy I'm looking to call in or to seal into the space is what helps me choose the type of essential oil that I would pick. You know, I think that citrus oils like orange or lemon are very energizing and uplifting, yeah, and happy. So I would use those. Something like a lavender or a chamomile are very calming. So I might choose to use those in a space that needs a little bit more of that. But really, any one of those energy clearing steps, even just to open your doors and windows and diffuse some essential oils in your space, is a great way to get started with clearing out old energy and shifting the vibe of the space that you're in right now.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up shifting the vibe, because I've talked to a lot of people where, you know, they've moved to a new apartment or house, and a certain room will just feel heavy. I mean, nothing scary. It just feels heavy.
Yes.
So in this case, would be the same thing using like the citrus type scents, or what else might you advise people to do in those situations?
In a new home, it's really important to pay attention to the energy that's there, because there is this energy called predecessor energy. So again, if you've been in a space for 20 years, whatever's transpired in that home is part of your energy imprint. And even though you leave the home, you leave some of that imprint there. So if you're moving into a new space, it's really important to pay attention to this. And it's a great opportunity to clear that predecessor energy out and to do a real, I would recommend a full energy clearing and try to really clear out the space and give yourself a blank slate for your foundation, for creating your foundation in the space. And definitely on that level, I would say if you feel a space that feels heavy or sad or depressed, those orange essential oils or lemon are automatically going to energize and uplift the space and create a much lighter, fresher vibe in the room.
Well, and it sounds like it might even be a good tip if you're putting your house on the market. Because obviously, as people are coming to see the house, right, they're going to feel that.
They do.
When I was house hunting years ago, you'd walk into a space and you're just like, no.
Right. Right.
It's so true. Like, you automatically, you don't know what it is, but you're like, nope, this isn't the house for me. But it's right. There's some kind of underlying energy that is turning you off from the house. In feng shui world, it's well documented that if you do that energy clearing or have somebody energy clear the space for you before you put it on the market, that can help bring in a higher percentage of offers and higher prices on the sale of the house. So, and it comes down to having cleared away your imprint. And you do a lot of visual and aesthetic things to take away that feeling that the house is somebody else's when you put the house on the market, but it's so powerful to do it on that energetic level as well.
I love that. So other than buying or selling a house, how would the average person know when it's time to have a feng shui expert or somebody to come clear the energy of the home? What would prompt them to get in touch with you for your services?
I would say, first of all, anytime the house is feeling heavy or kind of stuck, or if there's a part of your life where you're feeling stuck or stagnant in, you know, like maybe your relationship is kind of feeling stuck and not moving forward. Maybe you're feeling, it's kind of like when you have a chronic issue that you've tried all the other things and nothing else is working. This is a great opportunity to look at the energy around you and the patterns that you've set up around you and see if there's a way to shift that and change it for the future. Anytime you've lost a job or have a new baby or maybe have a new marriage, like any one of those life-changing transitions is a good time to get a reset on your home. And I do think that feng shui is it's not just a one-time thing. It's something that you're always, as people, we continually evolve and change and we have new goals and new aspirations. And so you want your surroundings and the energy around you to keep up with that. So there's always a good time to start, but always a good time to continue with it and make sure that it becomes part of your lifestyle.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's great advice. We touched a little bit about your services, and you have great services and packages. So feel free to share about your offerings and anything new that might be coming up.
I love what I do. The way that I work with people tends to be over a period of time. So if you wanted to come and, you know, just get started, like just you're feeling like things are stuck, but you don't know where to begin, we could do an introductory feng shui package where we look at a couple of the main areas of your space. And then there's also an option to look at the whole house, which is, of course, what I prefer to do. But, you know, it's a bigger commitment for sure, both in time and energy. But there are options available for how deep you want to go at a certain time and also ways to layer it. And I do feng shui and I do energy clearing. Those can be together or separate. And I do have workshops that I offer once in a while. I have them on pause a little bit right now, but I love talking about this topic and sharing this topic with others. So there's a whole section on my website where you can look at upcoming workshops and programs. So that's all available. You can look at that on my website at carriemillerconsulting.com.
Great. And we will put that in our show notes.
Excellent. And Carrie, I was wondering about this too. You know, when you're in somebody's home and say there is some heavy energy, what do you do to kind of protect your own energy? Do you ever feel depleted after leaving someone's home? You know, how do you kind of apply self-care?
I pick up on it quite a bit, actually. And so I've learned over the years to do a little protection of myself before I go into a home, and also to do my own personal energy clearing when I leave. So I do protect myself on that level. And I don't know if anybody else can relate to this or not, but we do a lot of antique shopping and go into like antique stores.
Oh yeah.
And I find that I can only be in there for a very short amount of time. And I can literally feel it, just the air feels thick. It's so heavy. I start to get really tired and maybe even get a little bit of a headache or like that foggy brain.
Interesting. Yeah.
That is like picking up on the energy around you. So if you're starting to feel that way and you're not quite sure why, a lot of times you're just responding to the energy that's in your direct surroundings.
Exactly. Deb and I were talking a lot yesterday about the fact that everybody's feeling very tired with the state of the world and kind of tapping into that collective energy. Do you have any tips for our listeners on maybe things that could help with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that the number one thing is to remember that, you know, when you have the radio on and the TV on, all blaring information about what's going on in the world, that you're inviting that energy into your space. And so the first thing I would recommend is to temper that, you know, turn the volume down on it, turn the channel, and only absorb what you need and then turn it off. And I think that's number one. People are just getting information overload and it's affecting how they feel. And then that feeling kind of dissipates into the space. The other thing I would say is to, you know, to really make a decision of how you want the energy of your home to feel during this time period. You know, you get to choose how it feels. So you can be running around stressed, trying to get everybody settled into their different roles for the day. or you can make it a fun experience and make that energizing up and uplifting. Do you want to have arguing and discontent in your space, or do you want to have music and laughter? You know, those are things you can choose.
Absolutely.
Great. That's great advice.
This has been so much fun. What a fun topic.
I know.
It is. I love it.
And it went so fast. Carrie, thank you for spending some time with us and informing us about feng shui and energy clearing. I'm sure our audience is going to love this episode because it is a fun topic. And there's things that you can actually take control of yourself, or if it feels like something bigger, they have you to go to.
Absolutely. Yes. It's definitely an empowering tool in my opinion.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And like I said, even just cleaning out a closet feels empowering. So I can only imagine if you take that to a higher level and just clear it all out.
Thank you so much for letting me talk about it.
We loved it. This was so much fun. And as I said, we'll put all your contact information in our show notes. So everybody go check out Carrie's site at CarrieMillerConsulting.com. Did I get that right?
You did. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, great. And if her workshops appeal to you, please, by all means, I'm going to go check them out too, because I'm even more fascinated. So this is fun. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments or thoughts, or if there's anything you want to talk about on the show, please let us know. As always, you can listen to the podcast at thedivinebreadcrumb.com. Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. We love hearing from you. Everybody have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Hi, everyone. If you love the Divine Breadcrumb podcast and the stories we're sharing, please consider supporting the show by making a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can set up monthly donations or make a one-time donation in any amount you choose. Just go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com and click on the Support TDB tab, or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TDB. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/TDB. We're forever grateful for your support.